Karen, would you like to come and chair this, please?
I have lots of questions for you. But I won't pick on you, just on you. Right, so we've been going through Nehemiah over the last little while. Can you tell me what we have talked about Nehemiah so far?
He was a
cupbearer. Okay, so who did he work for? The king. Okay, and what happened after that? Yep, so the walls broke down. Yep, you're doing really well with the story. Keep going. Yep, so he asked the king if he could go and inspect the walls. Yep. And then he inspected them. Yep.
They made the walls.
And then they made new walls. Okay, was it real easy to make the new walls? Why not? He didn't have the materials. Well, the king gave him some materials, but there were some guys that didn't want them to build the walls, so they made it kind of awkward. That's a pretty good sum up of what yeah. So yeah. I didn't even have to ask everyone else. They were probably hoping that they didn't need to get asked too. Okay. So now things were going pretty well. They were building the walls, the things were going pretty good. And then I'm gonna read you something from the next chapter, if I can get the right chapter. If it's going to let me do its thing. So, this is from Nehemiah 5. The men and their wives complained loudly against the fellow Jews. Some of them were saying, "We have many sons and daughters in our families. To eat and stay alive, we need grain." Others were saying, "We have borrowed money to get grain. There's not much food. We might not be able to pay back the money that we've borrowed, and then we'll have to pay with our fields, our vineyards, and our houses." And still others were saying, "We're having to borrow money. We have to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards. We're just like our fellow Jews. Our sons are like their sons, but we have to sell our sons and daughters as slaves. Some of our daughters have already been sold, but there's nothing that we can do. Our vines, yards, and fields already belong to other people." What would you say if someone came to you and said, "I have to sell you because I don't have enough food in my family"? Yeah, I'd be pretty frightened too. And I'm pretty sure your parents would be quite sad about it too. So this was, the people came to Nehemiah and said, "This is what we're having to do. We're having to sell our children. We don't have enough food to eat, to feed our kids." That's pretty rough. So what do you think Nehemiah did? Told the king. Well, he was quite a long way away from where the king was. Do you think he was upset that the people came and complained to him? He was upset? He probably wanted to know what was going on, because he wouldn't have known unless they had told him. So what Nehemiah did, he took a moment, or he took probably more than just a moment, and thought about the problem and prayed about the problem. And then he called all the leaders and the important people of the in Jerusalem together and had a big meeting. What tends to happen in meetings?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So after Nehemiah had prayed about it and got everyone, all the important people in the room, he actually went to them and he said, "You're the cause of the problem." What do you think the guys sitting in the chairs felt like? If I pretend you were a leader or an important person, I said, "You're the problem," what would you think? Would you need to do something? need to change something. Yeah. So Nehemiah more or less said, you guys are the problem. We need to sort out what's going on because you guys have been greedy. I'm not saying that yeah. The guys in the meeting obviously felt really bad about this because they didn't say anything. Which in a meeting when you're being told that you're doing things wrong, probably doesn't happen very often. So the leaders were pretty quiet. And then Nehemiah said, I've got a plan. You guys give back the fields that you've taken, the vineyards that you've taken, the houses that you've taken, so that everyone can have enough to feed their families. Sound like a good idea? Yep. So the leaders thought that was a good idea too, because they said they would actually do it. But Nehemiah said to them, okay, you said that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, but I'm just going to make you say that in front of the priests. Why do you think he did that? Why do you think he made them say something, say that they would do something in front of the priests?
Because they'd stick to it and they knew it was going to be part of the law.
Okay, yeah. So instead of just saying, I'll do that, and then I'm not going to do that. They said that they get it in front of the priests. And the other thing that they also did, which Nehemiah did, which I'll read it to you because I think it's quite, I wouldn't say it's funny, but it's just another way of saying things. So it says, and Nehemiah shook out the folds of his robe. So I've got this because it was as close to a robe as I had. So if you shake out a robe, is anything staying in there? Like if I had some fluff on it or something, some dirt, if I shake it out, is there anything attached to it now? It's just my robe, okay? So Nehemiah shook out the folds of his robe and he said, in this way, may God shake out every man who does not keep his promise. May God shake him out of his house and may he shake him out of the things that are his. Let that man be shaken and emptied. Now, if you give everything a good shake and there's nothing there, I don't think I'd like to be shooken and shook out. And I think that's quite... So not only did he get the guys to talk about it in front of the priests, but he also said, you know, if you don't do this, may God really shake you out well. And then, what do you think the leaders said to that? Did they say, yay? Or did they say, yep? They said amen, which is basically, we agree. And then they praised the Lord, which for a meeting where they started off being told that they had done things wrong, and then they had to do some pretty hefty, they had to give back quite a lot of money and stuff, which I don't know if they would have been extremely happy about if they were particularly greedy. But by the end of the meeting, they had decided that God was in this and they should praise God. So, why do you think that story is in the Bible? Sorry, you get lots of questions today. Because God puts things in the Bible for us to learn about, okay? So, there's quite a lot through this chapter, which I'm sure Doug is going to go through as well. But one of the things that that I think God wants to talk about is if we have something that's wrong, God doesn't mind if we complain about it, but it's that we pray about it and we talk to the right people, because it means that things do get done. And the other thing is that when, and this is for when people come to us with problems, that we actually pray about it before we jump in and try and fix it. Because sometimes, if Nehemiah had jumped into it and done something really silly, then the people wouldn't have agreed it with him in the meeting. So God actually was in that meeting as well, because that could have been pretty bad. Right. Shall we pray? And is it, yeah. Is there Sunday school?
Yep.
Yeah. Sunday school up the back. Okay. Thank you, Lord, that you give us words in your Bible for things that we can apply to our lives day in and day out. And Lord, I pray that as Doug comes to speak to us about this chapter, that you will speak to us about things that we can use in our lives as well. And be with Cynthia and Hayden as they have Sunday school, and Lord, that you will teach them new things as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Karen and Hayden. Peter?
Yeah, Peter.